Hi, this is a new patient visit. The patient and name of the patient is Damonte Colley. Damonte. Last name is Colley, Colley. Damonte Colley. Date of birth is 10/15/97. Date of accident is 4/9/2022. And date of service is 4/18/2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck and the middle back, lower back, left shoulder, and calves. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident on 4/9/2022, which caused all the symptoms. Here is the history of the automobile accident. On 4/9/2022, around 2 o'clock in the morning, the patient reported that they were traveling, four passengers together. He was sitting behind the driver as a rear seat passenger on the left side, and he was restrained, and he was sitting with his girlfriend, brother's girlfriend, and they were in a Chrysler 200. They were hit by a big truck at 100 miles an hour while they were traveling at around 40 to 50 miles. The history of the accident is as follows. There was a truck which came from behind in a hurry to exit to the from the freeway, large freeway, around Wyoming, and in that process it hit into the driver's side rear part of the rear bumper of their car, and after the impact, the car started rolling over four or five times. Before it came to stop, it hit another car, and eventually the car settled, but the patient reported that the airbags were deployed. He was wearing seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The other car hit, caught a fire, and was arrested because he was drunk. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance. The patient himself stated that he was also on his phone and he didn't notice the accident in a finer detail. But it appears that the car is completely total. The rear windshield and a couple of the windows were broken. And the patient report that although he was restrained, the seatbelt had snapped off, including the seatbelt holder. His head hit into the side window, and the left shoulder also to the side window, and the side window got broken. The car did roll over four times. History of presenting illness. Patient report that he is suffering from headaches that are located in front, back, right, and left temple, and they are mild, off and on. They are sensitive to the light but not sensitive to the noise. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, double vision, any memory issues. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, or any nausea, vomiting. Patient denies any incontinence or urine bowel, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of consciousness, seizures. No symptoms of TBI are reported. The patient has no weakness, lightheadedness, or numbness, tingling, no subtle anesthesia. Patient denies any anxiety or depression or panic. The patient does have a pain in the neck around 7 to 9. Lower back pain is 10. The patient has a pain in the left shoulder 8 to 9 with difficulty lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. There is some radiation of the pain to the left upper arm anteriorly from the neck. There is also pain below the knee bilaterally in the calf area, which is 7 off and on. Patient reports that he has a difficult time walking. He can walk less than a block, sit 30 minutes, stand half an hour. He is able to sleep up to half an hour. He also reports that his ADLs are not affected in any category. The patient reports that these pains are occupying the neck and the neck and the lower back are actually continuous, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching, and heavy. Pain level is 7 to 10. ADLs are affected around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in general. The patient reports that the modified factor for the pain is worsened by coughing and improved by pain medication and stretching. The patient report that the headaches are quite severe. They're occupying the right eye, and they last for 30 minutes, almost look like a migraine. So far, he has had X-rays and CT scan. There is no associated numbness, tingling, pains, and needle, blood or bowel incontinence, but there is slight muscle weakness on the left arm, where he has noticed he has dropped some phone and dinner plate. Past treatment, patient reports that he has taken Advil, Tylenol, Motrin, and no massage, no physical therapy or chiropractor, no acupuncture, no other treatments, no doctors. System review is completely negative except neurological disease. He has checked for headaches. Surgical history is none. Allergies, none. Family history, patient report that his mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is alive, no medical problem. Siblings, three brothers, one sister, all are okay. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with the girlfriend, kids are okay. No, no kids. And employment status, patient works in a garden fish on Ferndale, 9 Mile, 8 hour work. And he is unemployed due to the pain currently. Disability, none. Legal history, patient reports that he is using a cabin stove as an attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink but does smoke marijuana twice a day and does not abuse recreational drugs. Work is 8 and general activity, sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 6. Physical examination is reported as follows, that blood pressure is 174 over 153, pulse is 73, respiratory rate is 17, temperature 99.0, height is 5'11" and weight is 190, pulse ox is 99. A 24-year-old African-American male of the average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony here. Alert oriented and does not appear to be in severely anxious or lethargic or acute distress, and no severe pain faces unnoticed. The patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adept device. Rest of the physical examinations from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. Please mention in the musculature examination that there is a severe spasm of the trapezius bilaterally and quadratus lumborum. Entire back muscles are in spasm with several trigger points. Notice and also paraspinal muscles throughout are very in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is present at the following areas: C5, 6, and 7 spine, L4, L5, and S1 spine, and bilateral sacroiliac joint spines are found tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is found throughout from C2 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points with 2 plus hypertonicity and tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. The forward flexion is 35, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was found painful. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain show the following. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, but Sperling sign, Lerman test are positive, destruction test positive, Sotoval test positive. Allopathy sign was negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test was negative. Slim test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Bruce-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Bregar test positive. CAM test is positive. And Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender. Standing flexion test was positive. Iliac compression test positive. Destruction test positive. Faber test positive bilaterally. And Johnson test is positive bilateral. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremity, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. With the normal sensation and circulation, they are warm to touch, well perfused. No tenderness, pedality, muscle tension, laceration, or muscle spasm noticed. Foot test was negative. No leg length discrepancies noticed. And gait was normal. the examination of the left shoulder reveals that on inspection, the shoulder is normally appearing with no dislocation or any contusion laceration. On palpation, there are no tender points or any crepitus or any grinding noise heard on moving passively. Muscle strength 4x5. Special tests were done. The range of motion was around 90 degrees without pain. Drop arm test negative, anterior posterior apprehension test negative, speed test pulse positive, near test positive, empty beer can test was positive, Hawking Kennedy test was positive. The residual pain level was 8 to 9. Distally, the wrist and hand is normal, no carpotomal testing was positive, and Phelan test, Phelan test was not positive. Diagnosis? General V89.2 XXV, F09.90 XA, V79.89 CNS, R51, R42, G44.329. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in the left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremity, M79.605 in the left and the right calf.
Call from.
And cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for DeMonte Colley is as follows. First is the physical therapy, which has been ordered. To patient will go to his choice place, wherever he likes, and three times per week. Along with patient is advised to use home exercise, McKenzie back program, acupuncture, chiropractors, all of that, focusing on neck, lower back, left shoulder. And non-pharmacological medications are as follows. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect and to help in healing. Number two, metoxalone 800 milligram twice a day for help with the muscle relaxation. Pregabalin, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep. Lidocol patch twice for topical pain relief. Sure, it's at 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN, 60 tablets for headaches. For pain, for narcotic pain medication is Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day. For help with the pain, non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry are all yes, fitness club yes, review of the available MRIs and other imaging recommendations are available, interventional pain procedures, none are being considered, surgical options, none, neuropsych evaluation not considered, provision of attendant care and caseworker, none warranted. Past medical records are being ordered release. Investigation. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbosacral spine is being ordered to identify the pathology bothering him so that a tailored, unique treatment plan can be considered. The end is, the patient is provided with a cervical collar, back brace, sense unit for help with healing. Education is yes, disability is yes, patient is disabled. Work follow visit in 15 days. Personal support is yes. Thank you.